anything anyone does. That is to say, the choice is apart from any action on the sinner's part, which might render that sinner worthy or deserving of that choice.
John, is the debate about election a matter of differing traditions, or is this a debate that flows out of Scripture?
It is a debate that has to be resolved in the Bible, but certainly there are differing traditions. There is the classical tradition that is often called Calvinism, although that's a little bit too narrow a definition because this kind of teaching was not exclusively John Calvin's teaching. So there is a tradition of teaching firmly and strongly on the doctrine of election that comes long before John Calvin and continues today even outside of classic Calvinism. There are believers all over the world who view the Bible as teaching the doctrine of election. There is also historically the idea that man has a free will and that he is free to choose, and God only chooses man when man first chooses him. The worst form of that has been called in the past Pelagian. A little less severe view of that is called semi-Pelagian, and then it sort of migrates up the ladder a little to Arminianism. But all of it comes down to the idea that God does not in the end determine who is saved. The sinner himself determines that by an act of his own will with which God cooperates. So those are traditions that have been around a long time. I think you can make a case, classically, however, for the doctrine of sovereign election right straight back to the apostles as being the truest and purest reflection of what Christians have always believed.
And as a matter of fact, it goes even further back than that because it permeates the Old Testament.
It does. Israel, mine elect, says God in referring to Israel.
Well, I mentioned earlier that this doctrine of election is one of the most hated and by some people one of the most beloved doctrines in all the Bible. I teach sometimes too, and I've noticed that people tend to bristle when you bring up this subject. Some people do. Some people love it. Why is it that some people despise this doctrine if it is in Scripture?
You know, I think in some ways it's sort of an American thing, sort of a culturally American thing to be free and have free will. I don't even think societies in the past in Europe that were monarchies or that knew what it was to be under a sovereign had as big a problem in dealing with the fact that there was such a thing as a sovereign person who did things